Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Time for a little sports update with our resident sports expert, Joshy Boy. What you got for us today, buddy?
Well, unfortunately, the Avs did suffer their first loss of the playoff seasons, and everybody went straight into panic mode.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah, they're going to lose. They're not. Actually, it was a pretty bad loss, Jer. 5-1.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Wow, a little feedback there.
All right, go ahead.
But yeah, so essentially, they play again tonight at 6 p.m., so they get to get back out on the ice and try to get rid of that bad taste of the loss on Saturday, as they lost 5-1. So it was kind of a beating, but it was that weird thing where they had like 4 days in between games, and I think that absolutely killed their momentum, first of all. And then on top of that, the Wild kind of got to get healthy. So, yeah, unfortunately, it was one of those things. It was like a do-or-die game. A lot of cliche words were used and phrases were used over the weekend. Oh, this was do-or-die for them. They just wanted it more. They outplayed us, you know, that type of thing. But they're back on the ice tonight at 6 p.m. against the Minnesota Wild, and I think the Avs are going to come out really
they're
going to
do better.
I think so.
More points. They need to do more points.
That's what they said. It's the cliche. Well, we need to score more goals.
It's a game of inches, you guys.
It really is.
All right, let's light up that ice. Let's melt that ice.
It's going to be they're going to be playing so hot it's going to melt the ice, Jer. That's what's going to be happening.
Do better.
Do better. Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, the Rockies have been absolutely getting worked by the Philadelphia Phillies. They were on a bit of a hot streak to start their May and then completely cooled off in typical Rockies fashion. That's basically how it happens. And they are now on a 4-game losing streak.
We were supposed to go to a game and then the snow happened. Like my first Rockies game this season, I was so excited.
The blizzard.
And then we got a blizzard.
The blizzard of May.
Exactly.
Really cooled things off for the Rockies, unfortunately.
Yeah, a little sad to see them take a little nosedive.
The Rockies do that typical thing. The Rockies do that typical thing of, hey, we can't lose a game if we get snowed out.
Yeah.
So they're in Philly right now getting dominated. So that's your little sports update
You got audio for us, don't you? The girl that got hit by the ball.
Do we want to talk about that? Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry.
That's the only reason why we did this.
I didn't know if we wanted to talk about that or
not. You're new at this.
No, it was great. No, over the weekend, a Portland Sea Dogs, which is a minor league baseball team, commentator went viral because during the middle of her call, she got absolutely drilled by a foul ball. And that's the audio we have.
There's the audio we have.
1-1 coming towards me. And it just hit me in the stomach. That was quite unfortunate. I am all good. Don't even worry about it.
Really?
That will leave a bruise tomorrow.
Why does she sound like a cartoon character?
She does.
Does she sound like something like a Family Guy?
Coming towards me.
Hey, in her defense, she did stay professional throughout the whole thing. She was like, oh, I just got you. I mean, imagine how badly that hurt. She probably got the wind knocked out of her, and she still was talking through it all.
Me!
To get drilled by a ball in the stomach? Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
She took that like a champ.
It did get catch the whole thing on video, too, and she tried to get out of the way, got absolutely hammered, and then afterwards, she's like hunched over trying to say, I'm fine, and then gives the camera double thumbs up.
It sounds a little bit like Nicole on our wedding night.
Coming towards me.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.